when I received this email, I thought, I don't have time for this. And is it really inappropriate during work? Then I realized that this kind of thinking is exactly what has caused a lot of the problems in our world today. We try to keep God in church on Sunday morning, maybe Sunday night, and the unlikely event of a midweek service. We do like to have Him around during sickness, and of course at funerals. However, we don't have the time or the room for Him during work or play, because that's the part of our lives we think we can and should handle on our own. May God forgive me for ever thinking that there is a time or place where He is not to be first in my life. We should always have time to remember all He has done for us. If you aren't ashamed to do this, please follow the directions. Jesus said, "If you're ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you before my Father." Not ashamed? Pass this on, only if you mean it. Yes, I do love God. He is my source of existence and my Savior. He keeps me functioning each and every day. Without Him, I would be nothing. But with Christ, He strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. This is the simplest test. If you love God and are not ashamed of all the marvelous things He has done for you, tell people about it. Now, do you have the time to pass it on? Make sure that you listen to the end. Easy versus hard. Why is it so hard to tell the truth, but yet so easy to tell a lie? Why are we so sleepy in church, but just when the sermon is over, we suddenly wake up? Why is it so easy to delete a godly email, but yet we forward all the nasty ones? Of all the free gifts we may receive, prayer is the very best one. There are no costs, but wonderful rewards. God bless. Note, isn't it funny how simple it is for people to trash God and then wonder why the world's going to hell? Isn't it funny how someone can say, "I believe in God," but still follow Satan, who, by the way, also believes in God? Isn't it funny how you can send 1,000 jokes through email and they spread like wildfire, but when you start sending messages regarding the Lord, people think twice about sharing? Isn't it funny how when you go to spread the message, you will not pass it to many on your address list because you're not sure what they believe or what they will think of you for sharing it with them? Isn't it funny how I can be more worried about what other people think of me than what God thinks of me? Amen.